Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jamie's here. As always, she's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Just involved in a photo shoot. She cannot repeat all of the words that she just told Dave Harrigan, but I'll just say the initials and you can figure out what she said on your own. That's up to you. B-A-L-B. That's what Jamie said about the photo shoot and how everybody looked. B-A-L-B. I have that correct, right?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I thought you could say a couple of the words now, but anyway, I just sent you two pictures from behind the scenes. If you'd like to either confirm or deny to your cell phone.
Let's go. I'm waiting. I don't have anything right now. I thought I'd leave the mystery. I think we actually can say all of the words, but I'll leave it up to those folks to determine. B-A-L-B. I'm waiting for the pictures. What's going on? I must have a poor signal.
So Gail King says the words all the time on the CBS Morning Show. But
ass, for sure.
Yeah. You can say.
And the other word, for sure.
Badass.
Yeah. How about the other word?
Well, a female dog.
Yeah. A female dog is a bitch. Yes.
Right?
That is correct. So, yes. I guess we did. Give it away. Okay, so the cast is now all set for the TV show.
There's one more that I can't announce yet, but could be announced as soon as tomorrow that I'm excited about. But yes, we're getting very close.
Okay, so remind people about the show and why you are intrigued by this.
Well, it's funny. So I will say, because a lot of people have been like, where are you? What's going on? We have had a little bit of a
delay. I don't think they would like your description of their voices, by the way, right there.
Well, that's how I hear them in my head, just for the record. Yes. That's how I hear people in my head. Yes. So we've as a news organization, been talking about supply chain issues and electronic shortages from China and all that kind of stuff. So our studio is going to be brand spanking new, beautiful, high tech, state of the art, all the stuff, bells and whistles, being pieced together much slower than everyone anticipated. So. We just got the new official date. We are launching new faces, new show in the new year, January 3rd. So that will be here in Los Angeles. It's going to be a morning program, adding hours of news. I also am continuing to work for the network. So I just shot actually a couple cool pieces that should be airing in the next few weeks. Did an interview with Ben Harper, the musician, Grammy award winning.
God, that's so funny. I just saw, was it Instagram? I just saw something on Ben Harper, and I was reminding myself how much I like Ben Harper. Now you're talking about Ben Harper. That is strange.
That's weird. I have to tell you, one of the nicest people I've met. You know, you have that moment where you like interview celebrities sometimes, and you're like, oh man, I thought they were going to be way cooler than that, or like,
right.
Oh, they burst your bubble. He is not one of those people. He like came to play, had so much fun. He skateboarded for us, which is like one of his passions besides music. He now owns a music store here in LA. It's fifth generation. His grandparents, great grandparents owned it. So we got to go to the music store with them. It's a story I can't wait to share. So that'll be coming up soon. Then, do you remember like emo music of like the early 2000s?
I don't know if I do.
Like dark and kind of yelling and all the emotions
are out, and everyone's vulnerable.
Okay, yeah. Well, guess what? It's back, like in a really big way. And there was just an emo night in Los Angeles on Friday where people like Demi Lovato now getting into it. Avril Lavigne's back, her fiance Maude's son, Travis Barker's son, Landon, now part of the scene. And like experts in music are attributing it to the fact that kids, like the early 2000 kids who went through 9/11, needing to get all their emotions out, that these kids now are, after the pandemic, turning toward this style of music, and there's been an entire resurgence of this particular genre. So we will bring that story to you. And then I'm also working on a third story about a new show by Ancestry.com that is really funny, and you can check it out online. A couple episodes have already dropped. It's called Two Leafs and a Lie. And they get celebrities to come on, they do their genealogy, and they can actually now look at things like they did Ashley Tisdale, the Disney star, and her sister, and they can determine, even though they're sisters, which one is a bigger risk taker, which one is, gets more anxious during certain situations. So it's almost like a game show where you have to guess about the other person, but they're using celebrities, and it's a way to get younger people interested in their backgrounds, because it turns out that, like, by the third generation of people, we've forgotten everybody who came before us.
Are you curious about your ancestry? I think I should be more curious than I am.
Well, so that's what's been interesting about doing this little project is they actually gave me some sheets. I have them with me right now, actually. I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to submit it. And they wanted some family tree information because they also do some record searches and different things to make sure things line up. And my family tree information, I am like now mortified at myself. I thought I knew like a lot of my family history. And yeah. I don't know when my grandparents got married on either side. I have no idea. Like, I know that my one grandfather was born on June 3rd, no idea the year. I know nothing about my great-grandparents. Like, I don't even know on my dad's side. I don't know my great-grandparents' names even. I had to look up so much stuff just to be able to fill out, like, a decent part of the form. I couldn't remember, like, my grandmother's sibling names because they had passed away before I was born. So, yeah, you would think I love this stuff. I love history. I love learning. You know, I feel like the more you learn about your history, too, the more you kind of learn about yourself. And I'm looking at this sheet going like, oh, my God, I know nothing.
Well, I'm worse than you. And I mean, again, this is transparency on this show. My mother's father vanished quickly. Okay.
Yeah.
So then my mother's mother, my grandmother, had significant mental health issues. Okay.
Right.
So that distanced her even further. My mother became ostracized from a lot of her family. She has multiple siblings. Like, when I was calling the wolves, one guy showed up and said, hey, I'm your uncle. I'm like, I've never met you in my entire life. You know, my grandparents on my father's side died 6 months apart when I was 6 years old.
My father
really didn't spend a ton of time with his side of the family. So I knew my Uncle Harold, my Uncle Saul, and my Aunt Bernice, and I know family members when I see them, but I wasn't raised like where we're going over a lot. And it's had a trickle-down effect. I think almost everybody in my family is a good person, but it's never been like the default to get to know them. So if I see them, they're always like, you know, you're one cousin or your one nephew that we just don't see enough. And I'm like, yeah, we'll change that. And I don't change it. And it's not to be mean. It's just kind of, who I've been.
Right, right. No, I mean, that's, you know, I always think about, and you and I have talked about this too, about how small my family's gotten. But then I'm looking at this sheet and I'm like, it really shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
like there are a lot of other people, you know, so like how did, you know, when you say like this person was ostracized or this person had this happen or whatever, it's like, it's true. There's been a lot of fracturing too that you're like, oh, wow. Like, huh. What, you know, why did we allow that to happen?
Yeah, the picture showed it. The great pictures.
Right?
Yeah. Great picture. You like it. Fabulous.
Thank you.
I want to talk one last item, which I know is not the easiest, but you talk about as much as you can. So this news has come out about T.J. Holmes and Amy Robach in some relationship. Now, I honestly have no idea if both marriages were done but not officially divorced. I don't know if it was an affair. I don't know. Clearly, they weren't hiding that much if Daily Mail / New York Post, they were able to take pictures of them in fairly prominent spots in New York. These are two individuals who are on Good Morning America and then host the third hour of Good Morning America. And at first, they were on TV. Then the decision was made to take them off TV. I, just being someone in the media and a consumer, I thought, come on, do you really have to take them off TV when we don't know all the details? And to be honest, it might actually increase things. But you know network television, you know local television,
well,
you know all the thoughts about that. What do you think about not all the personal stuff, but just how it played out publicly?
I don't just know network television. I do have to say that I have worked with the producer who's now come out that she had a relationship with TJ many times.
Right.
And she's a wonderful person, and I've loved working with her. And, you know, I feel like having heard her side of things from their relationship, you know, they were consenting adults. You know, I also do recognize, though, that like, and also Kim Godwin, the president now of ABC News, was my boss at CBS for quite some time. So I know the woman who's now made the decision to pull them off television. And I have to say, I think it's just it's a really sticky situation all the way around, because newsrooms are notorious for relationships happening. You're working very long hours in very unusual circumstances, sometimes in life or death situations, and things can happen. I will say, you know, if you look at this country, like, we do have an issue with relationships and divorce, you know, at 50% and other things. Like, this isn't unique necessarily just to this industry. And then I think you also have to look at, though, like, the individual people and what's played out and how it's impacted work. And you know, we went through the Me Too movement. Is this something that maybe somebody didn't reveal everything? Or, you know, were there other relationships that were maybe not as consensual as the ones that have been reported about? I don't know, and I'm not speculating.
Yep.
But, you know, after going through the Charlie Rose, Matt Lauer situation, both of those men denied any wrongdoing, and then it came out that's not true. So I think, you know, and on both sides, right? Like, I'm not saying it's just TJ, like Amy too, there could be other workplace things. So I think with that being said, and then the revelation that there was another relationship that happened, like, I do think maybe you have to take a pause and say, what has been the culture? Has this impacted other people's jobs? You know, has it made people uncomfortable? But I also think that's really tricky, you know, like, because people do have relationships and people do have affairs, whether we want to admit it or not. So I don't know.
No, very well stated. And I agree with so much what you had to say. Great stuff. Excellent photo shoot. Good topics. Drive safe and just make sure the show doesn't affect your appearances here on WCCO Radio.
No problem. Yeah, talk to you later. Bye.
All right, Jamie. Jamie, gold as always here on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.